ya, pues, estar en el tiempo.
They used this argument against us, that the Vedic culture was most solidly founded in India.
I do have proof, but I mean, they cut down these terrestrial civilizations. They could not take the Western civilization and they lost their own civilization. This is India's bad luck. The Britishers did not teach them how to take up the Western culture, but they killed the Eastern culture. Understand?
Yes.
You have no position. You cannot take the Western culture properly, and you have lost your own culture. This is India. That's all. They never taught Indians how to become actually Westernized. No. They are not giving them sufficient education. They are very much against higher education in the beginning. They wanted some class to conduct their activities, mercantile and government. Some third class, fourth class men educated, means ABCD. They may know ABCD. And take 50, 60 rupees salary and go home outside the town, come in a daily passenger train and work hard here and simply get your money so that you can maintain yourself. Nothing. No education, no money, no industry. They were not taught properly. Here I see the factories and the arrangement is so nice. Mm. And then factories work is as simply. The British has exploited the Indians. The capitalist class of India, they have learned how to exploit.
Their own people.
Yes, sir. Formerly, Manchester people were exploiting Indians. Now the Ahmedabad people, they have learned how to exploit. And government is satisfied because they pay tax. Never mind the workers, they suffer, go on suffering. This is it. And they have lost their own culture, and they have been taught how to drink, how to eat meat. The fact is that the Indians cannot work so hard as the Western people can work. The climate does not allow. India's climate is good for peaceful living, less work, and brain engaged in spiritual effort. That is India's way. They are not meant for hard work. Hard work is not required for anyone. This is animal civilization, to work very hard. Then what is the difference between animal and man? The man has to work so hard like animals. Then what is the difference?
No, just
here in the Western country, their climate is also suitable and they are taught to work very hard like animals. And they do that, therefore, the materials they become so called prosperous for committing suicide. Is it not?
It's true.
Materially advanced for committing suicide. Am I right or wrong?
I see the problem.
You said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that if one wants to increase the material standard of living, then they should increase also sex life.
Yes.
And this is what they're doing in India today.
Yes. Without such light, one cannot be materially enthusiastic. And if you stop such light, then you become spiritually advanced. This is the secret. If you stop sex life, then you become spiritually advanced. And if you indulge in sex life, then you will be materially enthusiastic. That is the difference between Western and Eastern culture. The whole Eastern culture is based on how to stop sex life. And here in the Western countries, how to increase sex life. They are eating meat, eggs, drinking wine, they seem to enthuse sex life. And as soon as they get a very satisfactory sex life, they become enthused to work hard. Therefore, God means marriage is necessary. But because without sex life they cannot work. And for jnanis, yogis, bhaktas, sex life prohibited. Actually, they do not know the science of life, this Western civilization. Their life means this body. Their life means this body. That means they do not know what is life. And as soon as the life is gone, the body is there, they cannot explain. This is their ignorance. Why the life is stopped? And they are very proud of advancement and bring in life again. That they cannot do. That means the whole basic principle is ignorance. Murha nabhi janat moghata mogh karma mogh jnana visheta. Because they are taking the shelter of Prakriti, material nature, builder and captain. They do not know what is the aim of life? Moghata. Or battle. Mogha karma. Whatever they are doing, they are really useless. Moghata, mogha karma, mogha jnana. There is no knowledge. There is no knowledge.
With their advancement of knowledge.
What is advancement?
They're increasing sex life.
Huh?
And actually, the advancement of knowledge should be decreasing sex life.
Yes. And they do not know what is knowledge. The knowledge means sex life. Sex life. That is the knowledge. Advancement of knowledge means how to enjoy sex life, how to take shelter of aversion, chaiking, and then contraceptive method. They whole thing on the basis of sex life. That's all. They do not know except this. They know there is botheration after sex life. But they cannot give it up. Therefore all these elements. Take contraceptive, kill child, and what on earth. That means the whole thing is based on sex life. That's all. This is that pleasure. the thing is it's pleasure. Urinals. And this is really the standard of pleasure must have class, fourth class. Janamai Sunadi Gyami Vishuga Tucham. Very ironic. Tucham is half the soul. Must have them. And they take it pleasure and they make arrangement for it. When the dog enjoys sex life, therefore they are allowed to do it on the street, people can see it. Is that very nice thing?
Yes. Huh?
The same thing is done by the human being. And they are taking disease, all, everything. It is the basic principle of their happiness. That's all. Mohini. Mohini. This is captivation. Nature has made the woman's face so attractive, beautiful, their breast, their heat, attractive, their sound, talking, singing, all very attractive. Walking, and now they are dressing naked. They are showing simply the vagina. All other parts of the body, clothed. Whole thing is based on sex life. And that is to chump, must have a mess. Everything Mohini's to do. It will take 300 times births to understand that this sex life is an abomination. Therefore, it is bhunam janmanavanti. Not that immediately, simply by hearing our Bhagavad Gita lecture, they will give it up. It will take many, many births to understand. Bhunam janmanavanti. Very system, sex life is allowed only for begetting children. Restriction. Allowed, but with great restriction. Under religious rules and regulations and so many things, Garbhadhan, the first principle is even if it is certain for begetting child, it is not secret. Garbhadhan Sanskar, that should be a function and all the Brahmins and relatives who come and there will be ceremony and everyone will know that this man is going to now have sex for the waiting scene. He will ceremony. Not secretly. Like cats and dogs. Cats and dogs also they do not be secret. Human beings do it secretly and do not want the botheration. They are scientific advancement means how to kill the child, how to make our son, how to take contraceptive pills, how to distribute them, how to allow the children, yes, be born, but take these pills so that he may not be bothered. Why not stop it? Botheration. That you cannot. Because animals civilization, they cannot do it. Kandutiva manasira visaheta dhira. Why don't you teach them to become dhira, sober? let me tolerate this eating senses. Brahma says, that teaching is not good. I do it repeatedly, suffer, and suffer consequences, and to stop it, we suffer in so many ways, suffering, suffering. Baudukha bhaja. That's why illicit or legal. The after effect is suffering. Even it is not illicit, it is legal, then to take care of the wife, for the children, for their education, for their appointment, and so on, so on, so on. Suffering. And if it is illicit, then these sufferings, you commit sinful activities, kill the child, contraceptive abortion, go to the doctor, pay, and so on, so on. So there is no suffering. Either legal or illicit, you have to suffer. Bahudukka bhaja. Tippante neha kripana bahudukka bhaja. These are scales. Once they have done, that's all right. You have got one child. Just take care. No, again. Again. Once you have committed sinful activities, killing the child in the home, all right, stop it now. No, again. Pippanta neha kripana. He never satisfied. He knows that there is suffering behind this. Still he not stop it. Therefore, a sober man, a man should be educated to become sober. That let me tolerate this eating. That's all. I said so much. This is knowledge. To become rascal and more rascal, more rascal and suffer is a civilization. Simply to make the people rascal and suffer and commit suicide. Just tell them. We have created this civilization. To suffer and become rascal. That's all. Unless you become rascal, how will you suffer? So keep them rascal and suffer. This is nature's arrangement that you, living entity, a forgotten Krishna, all right, come under my control. Be rascal, remain rascal, and suffer. Play with Jusa, Manoi, Moma. Why she is doing that? Surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, you'll go on suffering like this. This is the nature's story. Pakita Kiramarani, Gunai Karamani. But he rascal, because he rascal does not know that I am under the full control of Prakriti, material nature, and her business is to keep me rascal and suffer. And their advance in education.
So they will say that this so-called suffering is actually pleasure.
Yes, all right, God, pleasure. Okay. In God, this place. If everything is pleasure, then why you take the counteracting person?
Yes.
Why do you want to kill child? Pleasure? Why do you take contraceptive methods? If it is pleasure? That is the proof how much rascal they are.
Yes.
Murana Vijana. try to understand why Krishna has spoken so many times, Murad, Maya, Bhutavya. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is speaking like that. There must be so many. Human civilization means to give relief to the human being, comfortable life, not to repeat the same business like the animals. That is human civilization.
You see, practically, that only the devotees are somewhat free from anxiety.
Yeah. We have little anxieties simply because you have to deal with this rascal world. Otherwise, you have no anxiety. But we have taken this mission to go and approach them, tell them the truth. Therefore, we have got little anxiety. Otherwise, there is no question on it. Because you are mixing with these rascals, and we have to do that. We have taken this mission. Therefore, little anxiety. That is also not very much. But we must know the whole world is full of rascals and fools. That is not exaggerated. Have you ever different opinion?
No.
What do you think? Do you agree?
They are mutas.
Our verdict is final. Our rascals and fools. Therefore, when I ask these rascals, any questions?
So.
Come on, any question? What is the question? I challenge them, any questions? Yeah. You know that we have improved the rascals. Last night, this is the position of everyone. Everyone is fool, rascal, he does not know what is the real problem of life. Nobody says that why you are calling everyone rascal. In Montreal, some Bengali gentleman said, Swamiji, you are using very strong words, fools and rascals. Can it be explained otherwise? And no, this is the only word, that we are all rascals and fools. This is the only word.
You once said that anyone who has a material body is rascal.
Rascal, that's all. And they're trying to maintain this body. Although the responsibility will not be maintained. You cannot. You are not allowed to maintain. Neither will you allow. Which is the time. Punapuna chad with the chadbana. Which is impossible. Cannot be allowed. And they are trying for it. How this body can be maintained? Yes, we are trying. Now the disease has been reduced. Now they are living more big. These are the things. They will never say, no, it is impossible. Still they will support their rascal endeavors.
That is another sign of their rascaldom, that they don't accept that all of their endeavors to maintain the body will be defeated.
Yes. That thing, experiencing, he still never said that any man has to be immortal. He was a Hiranyakashipu. And not to speak of these small demons. A great demon like Hiranyakashipu, he could not. And not to speak of these teeny demons. One kick is sufficient to kill them.
They never say that.
European lady will never touch a burden on head like this. The Indians, they do. Even respectable family, all right. They also carry it on the head. They find many good relatives. Simple living is natural.
How is it that the Europeans especially, they've become the vanguard of rascal culture?
Because they're rakshasas. They're eating meat and drinking wine and illicit sex. Rakshas civilization. Hiranyakashipu means, Hiranya means gold. And Kashipu means soft bed. Like this is rakshas civilization. They are searching after soft beds and gold mines.
Hare
Krishna. Aye. I do know we have come here.
Oh, Krishna's good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. 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 How are you?
All right.
Thank you. Boliye, kuch prashna hai to boliye. If any question, we are discussing so many things.
You have any questions?
Could be what at the temple and the services. Somebody is gone for work. At the golf course, so it was quite convenient to find us here. Just rush up, I said, let me rush in to confess. So in the walk. Hey.
You can repeat what I've spoken, you can hear.
Yes. Krishna, he describes
them. Okay, you can play this.
Something here.
Yeah.
To maintain this body. Although the rest of the world is not doing it, you cannot. You are not allowed to. Neither will you be allowed. This is a fact. You cannot to maintain this person.
Currently?
It is impossible.
No,
I'm sorry. You cannot be allowed. And they can't say. I would want to. Then you are trying. Now, now that we need more peace, we don't have peace. We need no room, no, it is impossible. It's no room, support here, that's it.
Modern advancement of science, what actually they have done. We are talking on that one. Simply misleading. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung one night.
Proper.
He says, Jaravidya sa mayar vaiha. Jaravidya means material education. So called material science. Jaravidya, vidya means education. So this expansion of knowledge means expansion of the influence of Maya. Jaravidya sa mayar vaiha. And the result is tumar bhajane bada. People will forget God with the advancement of so-called material science or material knowledge. The result will be that people will forget God. And then next is the anitya samsare mohajanmanya. This material world, which is temporary, where we cannot stay, we are already captivated. But this advances of material knowledge will make me more captive. And I shall walk just like an ass. Yes. Now, whether he is right or wrong, tell me. He charges that advancement of material education is advancement of the influence of material energy. And if you say that what is wrong there, the wrong is that we are already rascal and this education will make me more rascal. Anitya samsare mahajanma. I am already captivated in this temporary material world and these things will make me more advanced to be captivated in this material. Now this is the Vasanam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, if you don't like, tell what is the reason. That means material discipline stands. We are already captive under the laws of material nature. And the more we advance in material education, we will be more and more rigidly captive. So this is the version of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is your answer? Can anyone refute Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he is wrong?
People may argue, though, that without education, we can't even read the knowledge that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking. How to read Bengali or Sanskrit or English or anything like that.
That is real education. We want that you learn from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you learn from Vyasadeva, you learn from Naras. But why you are learning from Freud, from Darwin, and such lectures? Education means you should learn from a person who is upright, who is without mistake, without illusion, who does not cheat. That's why we are learning from Krishna. But that is education. And if you learn from rascals and fools, then what is that education? Education means to learn from the learned person. But if you are learning from a rascal and fool, then what is your education? Education requires. But we require what is actually education, which is not cheating. But we are being educated, being cheated. We are working for this body, which I am not. Is that education? Or it is cheating? If you say, I am taking my interest, I say, my trainer, what? I was training my heart and core. And then, is that knowledge?
Knowledge.
And what about you? You're poor. I don't care for that. I wash my coat and start telling. Is that education? You keep yourself starving and you keep your coat and start very clean. Is that education? This is one. Therefore people are restless. He's hungry. What he will do? These cars and this shirt and coat and big building. Why they are committing suicide? Because he is not happy. There is no food for the spirit soul, what he is actually. Is that education? That is not education. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is right when he says, Jivke Paroye Gadha. This material education means making people more and more ass. That's all. He's already ass. Because he's in this material world. And the so-called material education means keeping him in that condition more.
So after when he leaves this body and when he takes the rebirth again from it,
then
he starts off all over again.
No, he starts according to the body he'll work. If he enters into the dog's body, he'll work as a dog. If he enters in the body of a tree, he'll work as the tree. Stand up, naked, without any shame. You cannot protest, your branches will be cut off. But these things are there. What do they know about this science? Krishna says, Tatha Dehandra Prapti. You have to get a different body. He does not say what kind of body. You can see, by practical experience, there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. You have to enter on. So what you can do? The nature will force you to enter this body. It may be a better body, or it may be an abominable body. But you have to enter another body. Where is that education? That I have to enter another body after death, and let me prepare what kind of body I shall have. Where is that education? That blind?
Let's go back to the temple.
Time is up. What time is it?
Well, we can have class at the temple.
I forgot.
Go to the temple.
So you can come to the temple.
Just don't kill the temple.
This appears to mean three legs, but it is not.
You take one breath?
None. How long you are all in South Africa?
Well, I'm born here.
Yeah. You are born, all of you?
I was born in India.
The Jnani are both within the material world. The Jnani considered more elevated than the Karma.
No. Jnani is on the margin between material and spiritual world. He's trying to understand what is spiritual world or spiritual land, what is material. That much.
But he's better off than the Karma.
Yes. For me, there's no knowledge. What is the aim of life? But Jnani is understanding that I have executed material activities so long, but I have not become happy. Then what is the reason? That is Jnani. Adhaka Brahma Jnani. what is real life. But because they are not trained now as bhakta, they come to the conclusion of the impersonal Brahma and the Maya. That is the defect. Anyway, they are protected.
So the Gyanis are very rare, though, aren't they?
This is a school, convent school. There's one church here, another church across the street, a third over there, and a fourth down the street from where we live. This church has a big food program, but they sell it. They don't distribute food. They have about 12 vans. Congregation of food, all these garages.
But they eat meat.
Oh, yes. They distribute meat, too.
That program is for the poor? No.
Generous. I think it's mostly.